Yes, I'm here to present this framework that we use at Komen to design our programs in three Latin American cities, one of them being Panama City. The other one is Monterrey, and the third one is Sao Paulo in Brazil. And these are my colleagues that participate also in the program. So I have no relationship to disclose. So in Latin America, like in many other places of the world, breast cancer is the most common cause of cancer-related deaths among women. And these are adjusted mortality rates for Brazil, Mexico, and Panama. And as we can see, they're not that far from the 14.9 that we calculate in the U.S. One difference, though, is that approximately 30 to 40% of breast cancer diagnoses in Latin America are metastatic disease. Again, compared to the U.S., which is around 10%, this is a quite important difference. So we have a high mortality to incidence ratio in Latin America, where we have a situation where women are diagnosed, a lot of the women that are diagnosed with breast cancer, they will end up dying of breast cancer. And a couple of causes of that is because of these late stage of diagnosis. By the time that women go to get diagnosed, it might be a little too late. And also there is a limited access to standard treatment of care. Treatments that are available here, they might not be available over there. So in response to that, we decided to work towards reducing breast cancer mortality in these three places, and we built a framework that where we could actually would help us design the programs and you know, achieve at least the most impact at the end. So the key fundamentals of the framework are to have an exploration phase, or it's basically a needs analysis. We call it health system assessment. Then we have an implementation phase of evidence-based interventions. And finally, we have an evaluation phase with a flexible framework that allows us to not just evaluate each program in each community, but also to combine the data and see what's the total impact of our investment. So if we take a look at the three phases separately, the first one I said that it was the health system assessments. We use these type of studies to define the available infrastructure and quality of breast cancer services, also to provide us an understanding of the factors that determine why women enter the breast cancer continuum of care, and to determine the barriers that prevent women from completing the continuum of care. So that's the, with this, what we have is where we have a picture of the community where we are going to work in, and we can tailor our interventions to that community, not just do whatever we are used to do. The methodology varies depending on the community, but it has some commonalities, and it usually includes a desk review of data sources and national data information systems. And then we have also key informant interviews, focus groups, surveys, site visits, and, you know, just kind of a semi-qualitative or semi-quantitative research. And in Panama, we've also done the mapping of available breast cancer screening care and services. So how do we go from the needs analysis to the interventions? We use a set of criteria that we use to select which are the interventions that we're gonna do. And the way we do it is we've selected these five: need, evidence-based, fit, cost, and capacity. That this list doesn't mean to be comprehensive, but it really is the ones we think that these criteria are the ones that they're gonna make our interventions more successful. So need, they have to respond to what we've found in the needs analysis. They have to be evidence-based. It has to feed not only on what Komen, on our organization, can do, but also on what the country can have and on what the country is ready to take, right? So here we would consider things like, is there a national cancer plan where we can actually, build in the priorities they have already there? Or maybe is there enough capacity to diagnose or to treat the breast cancers that we may find. So it is really important, the fit for both, again, Komen and the country. And then the cost, you know, cost is a budget. We have a budget, unfortunately. And then the capacity, because Komen doesn't implement most of these activities. We get local partners to do it. We need to make sure that the local implementing partner is actually capable of doing the work. So between the needs that we have determined and the needs analysis and then the criteria, we came up with this approach. We built a program that had four core components. It had a grants program, strategic roundtables, promising practices, and then the last component is a little bit of a support of our partners. It could include things like workshop for grant writing or support in the educational materials, that kind of little things that we can easily provide. So looking at the grants program, what was the purpose? The purpose was to create opportunities for the development and continuity of projects and programs aimed at these four things. And we selected these four strategic areas because those are the ones that came up from the needs analysis. Every assessment was a little different and the recommendations were different, but definitely there were some common trends. We found that there was a lack of public awareness, that there was need of, you know, have some kind of intervention, education intervention in the community about breast health and breast cancer. Also, there were a lot of barriers in access to screening and care. And finally, there was a little bit of a lack of training on breast health and breast cancer, not general training, but specific training for breast cancer for medical providers. The strategic roundtables, we use that as to bring together basically all the stakeholders that are involved in the breast cancer of continuum of care, which is what guides guides all our programs, right? So the definition is this, you know, bring together experts from public, social, private, and international health sectors to examine services, process, systems consistent with expressed challenges. So with the challenges that were assessed in the health system report, then we get all the people involved together to try to find solutions or at least to discuss what could be the path forward. And we found that these strategic roundtables contributed to building the capacity of local organizations. The third component of the program is what we call promising practices. The definition of a promising practice is a program, activity, or strategy that has worked within one organization and shows promise during its early stages for becoming a best practice. So it's not quite a best practice, but best practices are extensively evaluated and so it requires a little bit more work. A promising practice is basically some activity that it looks like it's been effective and that the organizations are willing to share how did they do it. And maybe, there's some parts that can be taken of that promising practices and some other organization can use too. So, well, you know, it's used as a link in the exchange of information in the delivery of effective interventions. And these are the promising practices that we capture from our first 2 years of program. We had five in Brazil, two in Mexico, and two in Panama. A lot of them are education and awareness, but they're all different, and we are in the process, currently in the process, to kind of try to put them together and find commonalities and try to see what are the common trends so we can publish them all together in for our partners and in our website. The final phase of the framework is evaluation. So in order to implement this Latin American monitoring and evaluation plan, what we did, we built a global impact chart. And this global impact chart includes output and outcome metrics for best practice and evidence-based interventions. So what we did is it's a long document, and so let me give you an example. This is a sample of what we do. The global impact chart, it has a different section for every type of activity. In this case, I'm just showing the beginning of a patient navigation chart, right? But we have for education programs or awareness campaigns or training of medical providers, we build these charts of output and outcomes, and we ask the grantees and our implementing partners to collect the information in that shape with this. So this allows us to not just, as I said before, compare or look at the impact of the program in one specific community, but because all the outputs and outcomes are similar, are collected the same way, we can compare across, and this is really helpful for us. So in summary, the framework has three phases: a health system assessment that helps identify the most important needs in each community. We have an implementation of evidence-based interventions that address needs and that hopefully will have the highest impact. And then we finally have an evaluation phase in which we can collect the data consistently using the global impact chart. And until now, I've talked about the framework. Now I will go and I'm going to try to walk you through the framework with two case studies, the one in Panama City and another one in Monterrey. So the Panama assessment, health system assessment, was focused just in Panama City. And the methodology, we used a desk review of cancer data. We conducted four focus groups and individual interviews with 35 breast cancer survivors living in the city of Panama. And we conducted 69 in-depth interviews in these different groups of stakeholder groups. With that data, what we did, we drafted the paths of breast cancer care depending on the type of health insurance. And this is an example. This is just, don't go into the detail, but just by drafting the path that each woman, depending on the health insurance that it has, that she has, the path that follows, it helps us to determine where the barriers might be. We can then easily isolate the part of the continuum of care where we really need to work on. So in one side is patients with social security, and in the other side is a patient or patients with no health insurance. In Panama City also, we did this mapping of available breast cancer screening and care. If you go into the website, this is an interactive page where you click on top of this, the little crosses, and you get, it tells you what are the services in that specific facility. So it could be, you know, they have mammography, they can do mammographies, but they cannot do ultrasound, or they can do ultrasound an MRI, but they cannot do mammography. So it really helped us identify where people could go, and also kind of showed how centralized are the services in the city of Panama. They're basically all together. So the findings, the two main findings, or the main findings of the assessment, were some of them were related to the health system, and some others were related to the community. The highest ranked in that were related to the health system were low medical breast cancer training and lack of clear referral guidelines. Factors related to the community were lack of awareness and social support network. So with those needs, this is a summary of our, these are the activities that we implemented. So through the grants program, our partners implemented interventions to increase awareness and interventions to reduce barriers to access breast cancer care. We had three roundtables focused on prioritizing the recommendations of the health system assessment that led to realize that actually the picture of breast cancer care in Panama City was going to be quite different from rural Panama, or not even rural Panama, just women living outside of the city of Panama. So now we are currently conducting a second assessment of women living outside of the city of Panama, and with emphasis on rural communities and indigenous communities. Finally, the two of our local partners contributed to two promising practices aimed at increasing awareness. Cadena de Vida, and CONAMOIP that works with empowering Kuna women for and using, you know, just kind of an intercultural approach to raise awareness and education in this group. These are our partners in Panama City. So finally, the evaluation. What did we find out when we evaluated the program? So with an investment of $500,000 over 2 years, we reached 2 million people using all these through TV and radio events and social media. Our partners conducted a total of 36 medical trainings and that reached more than 1,300 medical providers, including 65 community leaders, some from indigenous communities, the caciques. And then we provided housing assistance to 130 women to receive breast health and breast cancer services. Now, using the same, if we use the same framework, and instead of Panama City, now we go to Monterrey, I'm going to take you through the same phases but in Monterrey. So methodology, again, public records, qualitative interviews, interviews with stakeholders, and once more we drafted. This is a little bit more complicated. In Monterrey, they even, the implementing our partners, they even included in the graphic, included barriers and facilitators. The assessment, the results of the assessment indicated that there was a reduced access to cancer care and there was a low quality of cancer care. So the recommendations were to basically strengthening medical competence and establishing a good and clear referral system. Through our program, we implemented these grants to train community workers, to train primary health workers, and to help patients navigate the system. We had 3 strategic roundtables, and 2 of our partners contributed to 2 promising practices. And those are the grants program, I think they're switched, partner and project are switched. But anyway, so finally, using our evaluation framework, we know that with this investment of $600,000 over 2 years, these are the things that we have accomplished. We, you know, with a model, using a model of train the trainers, 67 workshops that were attended by 1,700 community volunteers, then this has turned into 3,700 breast self-awareness sessions and have reached more than 40,000 community members. We've also provided breast cancer training for medical providers, and more than 5,000 women were referred to clinical breast exam screening and diagnostic services. So this is all I have to say. We have a program also in Sao Paulo. But the idea of this presentation, it was not just give you the details of what we have accomplished in every place, but that we actually can use the same type of steps, the same framework for different communities, and at the end of the day, we can, you know, it just makes things a little bit more systematic, and it helps us as an organization to collect the right data for evaluation. Thank you very much.